Hello, ladies. Let's see. Make sure my volume's on. So I'm not trying to get y'all to fix your computers when it's really mine that needs to be fixed. Let me get all this stuff off of here. I don't want to install any updates right now. All right. How's everybody doing? Say hi in the chat. And then raise your hand if you want to get coached. Before we get started, and while everybody's still coming in, I'm going to do a little PNP Tribe update commercial thing. Not a commercial, but just an update on everything that's going on, everything y'all need to know about for PNP for the next week. And we're going to start doing this on most of our calls. And I am basically going to be reading from the pinned post that is in Facebook that in the Facebook group that says PNP Tribe, your lessons this week. So as most of you all know, we've been covering Module 2, Fueling the Body, this last week. So y'all have been working on protocols and just thinking about what foods really fuel your body and talking about exception planning and all that kind of stuff. Y'all can also put questions in the Q&A. At the end, I'll answer any of those, but I would love to coach y'all as many as I can today. So next week, we're going to be doing Module 3. And again, y'all know that No BS is totally self-paced. If you are not on Module 2 yet, you're just starting orientation, great. You're right where you need to be, right? And because the course will always be available to you forever as long as you are a member of PNP. And Corinne is actually working on a big update for No BS in 2020. So it's only going to get bigger and better. Maybe not bigger, maybe just better. So maybe smaller, but better. But next week, all of us together, we're going to be covering Module 3, which is creating your future self, which is some really awesome work on thinking about your future self. So we're going to be talking about the four circles. We're going to be talking about the four stages of weight loss and just all kinds of things related to how you want to live today as your future self. And so it can be like, I just love these lessons because I can't wait to go back to them and re-listen to them again now that I'm in a different place, right? And just see what's changed and all that kind of stuff. And see, I mean, because really I am my future self from 4 years ago. I lost all my weight 4 years ago. I realized that the other day that it's been not quite 4 years that, you know, that I lost the weight. So for the last time. So that's super interesting to think about. And so, but if you all are still in Module 2, y'all, this afternoon, I have set aside some time to finish up listening to the rest of Module 2 and to do some more of the worksheets. I am not even done with Module 2 this week. So don't think that you're behind or that you're just, you know, like not where everybody else is. We're all at a different place. We're all exactly where we need to be. So, and the worksheet that we recommend the most in Module 2 is Good, Better, Best. It's on page 27 of the No BS workbook. And yeah, that's another concept that we learned about this week, right? Good, better, best food choices. That is a great tool that you can use like when you go out to eat, when you don't know what you're going to be served and that kind of stuff, and work on making the best choices you can. So there are also some optional training, and I want to stress optional, right? Because everything that we do here is optional, right? I mean, other than the four basics, I mean, if you want to lose weight, the four basics are kind of required. But other than that, everything is just optional and bonus and icing on the cake. So great, or gravy, right? All those food metaphors. So let's see. So obviously I'm on here today doing office hours, but tomorrow at noon central time, Corinne is going to be coaching for about an hour, hour and a half. And so, and that is by appointment only. So if you haven't scheduled an appointment yet, you will be able to watch. You can watch live or it will be recorded and you'll be able to watch it anytime you want, right? Because we record everything and put it in replays on the website. And then we also put it in our private member podcast, the Tribe Live Trainings podcast. And then finally, all this stuff that I am talking about is always, always, always in your Massive Action Line email newsletter that comes out every Sunday at, I believe, 6 a.m. So that is, you know, that just gives, if y'all do anything but read that email every week, y'all are just, y'all know exactly what you need to be doing. So nothing is ever just in the Facebook group or, you know, anything like that, because, you know, the Facebook group is totally optional, right? We have a lot of our members who are not on Facebook. And so everything you need to know is on, is at pnptribe.com. And it's for the weekly stuff. It is all in your Massive Action Line email newsletter. Okay. All right. Well, let's do some coaching. And y'all be sure and I'm going to change my name because I can. And speaking of, I didn't introduce myself. That was another thing that I was supposed to be doing. I have a little list here. I want to make sure I've said everything I need to say. And I will introduce myself for sure, for starters. So I am Coach Betsy, and I have been a member of I've been a member of PNP since forever, 2006, 2007, something like that. And I actually lost weight twice with Corinne. I lost weight in 2011, and that was when we were still counting calories and exercising our little butts off and things like that. And then I went through a big breakup in 2013, and I gained some of the weight back. And so in 2015, I started my journey of losing my weight for good, and I've lost 70 pounds and from my highest weight. And next thing you know, I'm a coach here doing a call with y'all today. So that's my story. If you have any questions about that, let me know. We've got four folks who are raising their hand, want to get coached. I'm just making sure there's not anything in the chat. So if y'all have any questions for me, put them in the Q&A. And there's already one there, so I'll be answering that in a minute. And let's see. Last thing is that the purpose of this call, right? A lot of you all hear office hours. And I remember when I heard that term, I was like, I don't even know what that means. But we call these office hours calls because basically I'm sitting here in my office for 2 hours today, noon to 2 p.m. Central Time every Saturday. And I just sit here and, like, if there weren't any hands raised, then I would just be sitting here, you know, working away or whatever, right? But I want to be as busy as I can. So we've got five people lined up, so I'm ready to get coaching. But that's what it is. And so you just raise your hand. There's a little raise hand button on the bottom of your screen. And so if you want to come onto screen with me and get coached, then we will do it. Okay, so we've got Jeremo, which I think is probably something not exactly their name. Andrea, Catherine, Margaret, and Carice. I think that's Carice. Okay. So that's the order. So we'll go to Jeremo first. Good morning, everyone. Hello.
Hello. My name is Jerry Morales, actually.
Jerry. Okay. I'm going to ask you to start your video, Jerry.
Okay. I'm new to this, so.
Okay. Well, we'll figure it out. There you are.
Oh, good job.
Hi. Good job to you, too. You figured it out.
Well, I'm new, so I'm really doing this so I'll understand what I'm doing.
Yes.
But I did have a question. I have adult children. Thanksgiving is coming. And so I thought I had worked through this, but I thought, well, I better fall back on somebody who knows better. So you can measure how I'm doing on it. Holidays, I'm a military brat, so I'm older now, but my kids are grown. Mm-hmm. And so holidays are kind of hard. They never go the way you thought they would go. Mm. You have a family, you thought we'll all get together like the Waltons, but we're not. And so my way of dealing with that is it's fine. Everybody gets a little bit of what they want. And, And if I feel bad about it, I'm just going to live with that. So yesterday, I was feeling bad about it and hunger hit, but mm-hmm. I was feeling pretty bad too. So I wanted to eat. So I made myself wait. I thought, well, until this passes, I did eat my sandwich like I had planned. I had two of them, but I was hungry. Mm-hmm. But I was caught in the middle of the emotion and hunger. Yes. So yes. I thought I'd touch base with you.
Yeah, that's so interesting, right? Where you, I mean, I think you did great in terms of just deciding to at least wait a little while and just work on feeling the emotion. And right. That's what we want all of y'all to practice, is just feeling your emotions, right? And because what we've done for so long is to cover up our emotions and buffer our emotions with, or numb our emotions with food, drink, you know,
yes.
Facebook, whatever it is, right? Shopping, whatever it
Facebook.
Is.
Facebook. Yes.
Yeah. Facebook is another big one, right? And so, right. So yeah, you were really aware of what you were feeling. You were deciding to just feel sad about the holidays. And we can work on your thoughts around the holidays too. But the first thing is that you just decided to, for a little while, I like to call it, someone taught me this. It's like you just gave yourself a little bit of like a teaspoon of your feelings for a little while, just to kind of take, you know, just a taste, right? Just to kind of see how it would feel to not, you know, cover it up with food, to not do anything else. And then, you know, eventually you ate, right? And you were okay. You could sit with a little bit of hunger too.
Yes.
For a while, right?
Right.
Yeah. And so I think you just give yourself credit for that and say, okay, you know, I allowed myself to feel today. That's a total win. That's something you could put on your planner that you did right today, was that you let yourself feel your emotions.
Yes, because I don't have a problem. My body's getting used to that hunger thing. Oh my! And my phone's trying to die. Anyways, but I think, well, it can't hurt to get hungry. So.
No.
And I'll get this hollow feeling, and then I'll get the kind of a growl. But I'm like, well, no, you're going to have to really tell me you're hungry. Okay. We're going to wait until you like yell at me, you're hungry. Mm-hmm. And so I've been doing that. And so sometimes I think I might go a little past, but I figure it'll take me a while.
Oh yeah. It'll take a while. You'll have to go past, you know, you'll have to go to -3 or -4 to say, oh, wait a minute. Okay. This is beyond my -2. And then sometimes you'll have to, you know, go, you know, be at your -1 and eat and realize, oh, you know what? I could have waited a little bit longer. So it's all trial and error. And you don't want to get into a habit of saying, you know, you don't want to get beyond -3 or -4 on a regular basis, right? Because then that can result in eventually, you know, overeating and stuff. So you just want to practice but again, it's just like with the +2, you have to go beyond your +2 to realize what your +2 is. I mean, you have to make mistakes while you're learning. It's just, you know, we talk about a baby learning to walk, right? They've got to fall down a million times to figure out how to walk. So yeah, you're absolutely just staying curious with it and you're doing great.
Well, the other thing I was going to say was at night, you have to excuse my house. This is my day off. I'm going to plug my phone in.
Okay.
At night, and this is like the two things on my protocol, I realized pasta is not my friend for some reason. It makes me feel bad.
Yeah.
And the other thing I learned was I go to bed at 7 to be up at 4, 7 to 9, somewhere in there. Anyways, to be up at 4 and get my 8 hours of sleep. If I'm hungry, if my body says, you're hungry, I'm like, well, you're a little late now because we're going to bed.
We're going to bed.
Yeah.
And that's when when you sleep is when your body feeds on its, you know, feeds on its own fat and burns fat all while you sleep. So yeah, it's such a good practice. Just every once in a while say, okay, I mean, you know, maybe you ate a late lunch or something and you're waiting to get hungry and then it's bedtime and it's like, you know what? I'm just going to go to bed a little hungry and just see how I feel the next day. Right. Just stay curious with it. Absolutely. So it's, you know, there are no hard and fast rules. And so you just stay curious and see how you feel, see what works for you. Yeah.
Okay.
You're doing great. But here's the other thing I want you to work on. We won't get into it very much today, but you said something and, you know, and you're new, right? You just joined.
Right. I'm brand new. Yes.
Okay. So, you know, we haven't even gotten to all the thought work stuff in module 4, but I heard you say a thought, come out. The holidays are hard.
They are hard. Right?
That is a thought though. That's a thought that you are choosing to think.
Oh, that's right.
And yeah. So I want you to do some journaling on that and really, you know, think about how could it be a thought, right? How could it not be true? How could, I mean, it feels true to you, right?
Right.
But it is just a thought. So think about that. And then you'll be able to work on that when we get into all the thought work stuff.
Okay. That's okay. Great. Thank you very much for that.
All right, good
thank
question.
You.
Talk to you later. All
right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. That was Jerry. Take notes here. All right, Jerry. Andrea, Catherine, and Margaret are the next three. Hello.
Unmute.
Oh, there you are. Okay, let me ask you to start your video.
Starting video.
There you are. Hi.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Yes. What's up?
So I am an April baby. I started in April. I've lost 10 pounds. I had surgery the beginning of July on my throat and it didn't go well. And I ended up in the hospital for quite a few days. And my problem is I haven't been able to really focus and get back on the problem, you know, get back on the program. And I have all of these thoughts going through my head, like I'm not consistent on the program, but I quit smoking. How amazing is that? I'm not consistent on the program. Oh my God, I'm starting menopause and having heart palpitations. I'm doing, you know, all of this coach training work and all of these models, but I'm not doing like my 24-hour food plan. And so it's so inconsistent. My brain, I feel like it's shaking.
Mm.
Like there's so
not it. That's not a good thought, right?
Exactly. And I don't know how to just bring it all back down, say it's going to be okay. Believe it. Stop trying to do everything. And I'm just confused because there's so many thoughts.
Okay. So if you weren't confused, if you didn't feel confused, what do you think you would do? If you just told yourself like, okay, I'm just going to figure this out. Nothing is confusing here. I just have all these things that I want to do. And maybe there isn't time to do all of them, but I'm just going to prioritize. What would you do?
There's,
I told you right now, you had to decide.
I would focus on the coaching certification course because I just spent a lot of money on that.
Okay.
So I would focus on that. And trying to do just the best that I can with P&P.
With the four basics.
Yeah, with the four basics, because it's amazing.
Yeah. Okay. Decided. Now what is
your brain? That was easy. Bye.
Yeah. What is your brain telling you now? If you just focused on your coach certification, four basics.
I can do that. My brain is saying, like, you can do that.
Okay. Well, great. Because, I mean, I was thinking maybe your brain might say, oh, that's not enough. No, we need to do all these things at one time. But if your brain is saying, yeah, this is totally doable, let's do that, then that's it.
My brain is saying, yes, I can totally do that. But then I get, like, curious, and I'm like, oh, squirrel.
No,
Corinne's teaching this.
Yeah.
Oh, this is happening. Oh, I need to learn a manual.
Totally normal, right? That's totally going to happen. But it's like, stay in, I mean, just like what you're doing with your hands, stay in your lane. You know, yeah, like you're going to see all these kind of things on your path, right? That are not on your, I mean, off of your path, right? That are on the side. You stay on your path and say, oh, that'll be great. I'll be able to do that sometime later. But I've got my priorities. Coach certification and four basics, move on. You know, yeah, it's going to be like, oh, that'll be great, but not for me right now. It's this whole concept. It's called constraint.
Yes.
Yes, that is what it is. It is called constraint. Now, are you doing what coach certification are you doing? I'm just curious if you want to.
Brooks.
Oh, okay. You're doing Brooks. Okay. She has a whole podcast on constraint, which is amazing. Okay. So listen to that again if you haven't already. But yeah, and it's just, I mean, that's basically how we get anything done in our lives, because otherwise we would be squirrel, 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 squirrel. And we have to, I mean, just like when we go to work, right? And we have things to do, we constrain ourselves. Okay, I'm at work. I have to do these things. I want a paycheck. And I mean, you want to like your reason, right? And for you, like, okay, you're doing coach certification. You paid. I know how much you paid.
Right.
And so that's a priority. But then your weight loss is a priority too, because of all of your compelling reasons and all of your really good reasons, right? And so you can absolutely do both at the same time. You want to watch thoughts about that, right? But I mean, the four basics are super easy. And, you know, or they're super simple, maybe not always easy, but simple. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, so, but that's totally doable, right?
Got it.
Totally doable.
I'm sure my next Carl will be about menopause or something. Okay.
But menopause, I mean, you know, I mean, yeah, that's coming along for the ride too, right? But
right? Like get in the car. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. But it's just like, okay, I can handle that. I mean, it's just a thing, you know, you can reach out to the Facebook group for ideas and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, obviously the four basics are going to help with that in terms of like, if you're fueling your body well and you're drinking all your water, getting your sleep and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, menopause is just like, that's not even on the list, because that's just a thing that's
that's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
My last question is, is iced tea, herbal iced tea, does that count as water?
Yeah, because that's no sugar, right?
If I put a teaspoon of sugar or a tablespoon of sugar in a big ginormous jug, does it still count as water?
No, because it's got sugar.
Because it has sugar. So just straight. All right.
Yes. And so, I mean, you know, you can plan that, obviously. Anything really that is caloric needs to be on the plan.
But
you know, otherwise, you know, it's just, yeah, it can count as water.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Good luck with your certification. You're going to love it.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye.
Okay. Constraint. Love that. Okay. Catherine, Margaret, and Carice. Robin says, you Splenda. Catherine, are you there?
I'm here. Yes.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. All right. So I'm a September baby, awesome. But I have been a groupie since January and have lost 52 and a half ish pounds.
It just gives me chills every time I hear so much. Y'all are just losing so much weight in the groupies. It's awesome.
Yeah. It's definitely been life changing.
Yes.
So I am on the 30th. I've been planning, but I'm leaving on the 30th to go on a trip internationally that I've been planning for about 15 months. So,
and you look, I can see it on your face.
I'm so excited.
You are like dreading it.
No, I'm not dreading it. I'm not.
But you're a little concerned about a couple of things.
Okay, I have a plan.
I'll quit telling you what you're feeling. Okay, sorry.
It's okay. I have a plan. I'm at peace with the fact that I'm probably going to gain weight, and I'm okay with that. I have never.
But that is your choice.
It is my choice
to gain weight. Yes.
Yeah, it is my choice. I have never done a trip like this for myself ever. Mm-hmm. I don't know when I'll ever get a chance to do a trip like this again. Nonprofit ministry work. Mm-hmm. So, but I have a plan, and my fear is not the gaining the weight. And I just said the word fear, and that feels really strong. But I think because I love my relationship with food now, I'm a little bit nervous and cautious about letting myself just have whatever I want to have whenever I want to have it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't have to do that if you don't want to, right?
But there's a part of me that does want to do it because I want to experience the culture, and part of the way I want to do that is through food.
Right.
If that
But that doesn't mean you have to, I mean, stuff yourself every day.
Right.
I mean, well, so I think probably, well, let me ask you this. Is part of your experience that you want to have on this trip, you probably want to feel good physically. Good. Right?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, there's nothing to say that you can't, I mean, there's, you can absolutely continue to follow your hunger scale while trying things, you know, here and there. Right. I mean, you can't, I mean, it's like you right. think that you're having to give up something to do something else. And you can, I mean, the amazing news is that you can have it all. You can have it all on this trip.
Yeah.
Now, it's not like unlimited amounts of food.
Sure.
All, you know, that's not how I define all. But how amazing is it to just be able to be like, okay, I can go on this trip and I can have, you know, a taste of this, a taste of that, whatever mm-hmm. I want. And that's the, it's all about how you define the experience. Is your uh-huh. experience eating unlimited amounts of things? Or is it just, I mean, you know, experiencing tastes and meals eating right. equals two and all of that, yeah. right? Because again, right. you don't want part of your experience to be that you're
miserable
and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah. Well, and I'm 90% no processed sugars, no grains at all. And so, cause that's how I feel better that way. And so, I'm about to blow that 90% up a little bit.
If you want to, right?
If I want to. Yeah. So here's my plan. I wrote it out. This is what I'm planning to do. And I want to hear if you would have me add anything okay. like, or have some thoughts to be thinking about as I'm implementing this plan okay. while I'm in country. So I'm going to drink my water, and I'm a gallon of water a day girl. So I'm going to make sure I get all my water. I'm eating 2 to 2. I'm going to try to get my sleep in. We're going to do a big road trip. So I don't know what that's going
to
look like, but
what
that's
country are you going to? I'm just curious.
Scotland. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So yeah, we're excited. Yeah. Walking, hiking, exploring every day. At least one fully on protocol meal. I would love to get 2 in, like where there would be no grains, no processed sugars, just basically proteins and veggies and fruits and things like that. And I have accountability built in with my mom. So she's going with me, and we've already had this conversation. Like, I think if we want to try something, we're sharing it.
Okay.
That's kind of what we're, anyway. And then I'm going to do a 24-hour plan every day while I'm there. So
I think you need to define a little bit what, the only thing I'm questioning is this one fully on protocol meal.
Okay.
Because, I mean, you know your protocol, but I just, oh, well, and I also want you to find what is an off protocol meal for you.
Okay.
I mean, in terms of, okay, what are you going to allow? I mean, and be specific, okay. right? Because I think when you may get to this place where it's like, oh, this is my off protocol meal.
Okay.
So let's go crazy, you know,
with
anything and everything. And so I just think I think it all sounds fine. It's just, you want to be as specific as possible where there is no question. Let's say you sat down at, you know, a restaurant, any restaurant in Scotland,
mm-hmm.
would you, you know, be able to, you know, really differentiate between an on protocol meal and an off protocol meal?
Okay.
You know?
Okay. All right. I knew I needed to call because I had some homework, and I didn't. I love the place that I'm in, mm-hmm. and I'm sure I'll be fine. But there's that little bit of that fat girl thinking where it's like, this has been my life. I've always been overweight, and I have never gone this long without quitting on myself, and I do not want this trip to be the reason why I start.
So the another thing I want you to do is really do some journaling on your future self when you were on the plane flying back from Scotland.
Okay. Okay.
And how do you want to be thinking and feeling, you know, at that time? that I, what did you just say? You said, oh, what was the thing that you just said about like I feel like the best I've ever felt or something like that, right? Like, how can I, you know, feel that same way when I am on the plane going back thinking about all the choices I made? That whole time. How long are you going to be gone?
11 days.
Okay. So, you know, I just feel amazing about the choices I made the last 11 days. I followed my protocol, you know, my vacation protocol. And here's the other thing is that you can decide whether you want to lose weight, maintain, or gain weight on vacation, right? And you want to make that decision ahead of time, whether you're, you know, okay with gaining some weight and how much. And, you know, you could even take a little travel scale with you if you wanted to, or you could decide not to. I mean, you just want to like your reason for that. And so, but it's all about your future self when you're on your way home from that trip and how you want to feel.
Journal about future self. Okay.
And we're covering future self next week. So.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And I love, and actually, I made a decision. I was like, okay, so, you know, I've named her and everything. I've got friends who already call me her name when they see me doing stuff that, like, you know, is positive and life-giving and all that kind of stuff. And I thought, I made a decision, and I talked to my mom, and I gave her too much power in the accountability part. And I said, no, I don't need a babysitter. My 150-pound self doesn't need a babysitter. But she does. So I took some of that back. So I've already been thinking about, like, well, how does 150-pound Catherine go on vacation, you know? So
this is an amazing opportunity for you to learn what that means, right? And to create that for yourself.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean it's going to go perfectly, right? It doesn't mean it's going to, you know, but it's going to be an amazing opportunity for you to say, okay, the way that this went is exactly how I want to do my, you know, my vacations in the future. And this, I learned from this, and, you know, I might want to do something different and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. All right.
And then you've gotten some good things in the chat too. So look in the chat when we're done.
Okay.
And somebody said, just, you know, truly try new things, right? Like, you know, if there's something that you can get back here, you know, ask yourself, is it worth it? Right. I mean, and how do I define the experience that I want, excuse me, while I'm gone. So
that's good. Only stuff I can get over there, not stuff I can get back here. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. That's good.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye. Okay. Scotland. That'll be awesome. I went there when I was in college. Okay. Margaret, Carice, and Carolyn. So Margaret, you're up next. Okay. Let me unmute you. If I can. There we go.
Okay, can you see me now?
Let's see. I ask you to start your video. There you are. Hey.
Okay.
I talked to you last week or the week before, didn't I?
I know. I can't get enough.
No, I love it. You had some great questions. So.
Okay, well, I have a page full this time for you. Okay. I'm finding that my sleep patterns are a problem. Basically, I hurt really bad. And so I wake up and I'm up for a couple of hours and then I go back to sleep. Can I just count the total number I sleep? Or?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. But I also want you to work on your saying that your sleep patterns are a problem, because that's just a thought, right?
Well, if I'm not sleeping 7 hours, what do we call that?
You just have a way of sleeping where you don't sleep, you know, all the way through. You wake up. And maybe that's something you're working on, you know, but just talking about it like that, right? And because constantly just saying and thinking that it's a problem, maybe that's just the way you sleep. And that's okay.
But didn't she want us to sleep 7?
7 to 8, yes. I mean, you want to build, you know, you want to work up to that over time. and you are, right?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah,
you're working on it.
Second question.
Okay.
I'm still struggling really badly with the hunger scale. I can't.
When did you join, Margaret?
I am so very, I'm struggling to decide if I'm truly hungry or not. I'm struggling to decide because I don't really realize I've eaten past the two. Mm-hmm. I've already eaten past the two.
Yeah.
And I guess that's going to jump into the next one. Where do I find the no bad dog worksheet is what I call it, for eating off plan or overeating or whatever. Where do I find that?
Okay. First off, you got to quit calling it that. That is about the worst thing you could, I mean, it is called a recovery worksheet. It is not called a punishment worksheet.
I can't remember the name.
Right?
The name.
The recovery worksheet, this is for everybody, is not a punishment. It is a gift to you.
I'm sorry.
But here, but let's back up a second. So when did you join? 3 weeks ago?
Yes, ma'am. I'm September.
How long do you think it's going to take for you to figure out your hunger scale?
I honestly don't have an answer.
Okay. I've been at this for 4 years. Still go past my two. Still don't, you know, always wait until negative two. Are you in for just being curious about it and being okay with not being perfect at it?
I'm struggling. That was my next thing was on my Friday, this past Friday, I freaked out so bad that I knew I had to get on the scale because as you know, I was out of town and, you know, threw everything out the damn window. Now I didn't do too bad because I wound up losing like 0.6 pounds, but I was terrified to get on that scale and have gained. I don't know how. I'm trying to figure out how I can do the thought download. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to do that.
Because you can ask yourself, I feel scared to get on the scale because, and start writing.
Okay. But how does that jump into the module? Or I don't need to worry about doing that.
No. Yeah, the model. Yeah, no, don't worry about the model. We hadn't gotten to the model yet. That's like 2 weeks from.
Oh, okay. All right.
Don't worry about the model.
Writing about being scared about it, what do I do beyond that?
Just write. Just start there. You just want to get your awareness up about why you're scared. When you feel scared, it's, you know, you think something is going to happen that you don't like.
Well, I'm going to gain weight.
What can happen? Okay. So you gain weight. So what? Another great question y'all can ask yourself if you're thinking something just over and over again. So what? You gain some weight. So what? I want you to answer. Yeah. So what? So you know how to lose weight, right? You know about the four basics. So you went on a trip, right?
Yeah, my father-in-law had emergency surgery.
Yeah, you went on a trip. You didn't follow the four basics. Okay, you might gain a little bit. So what?
I don't mean to sound like an asshole, but what the hell is the point of me doing all of this if I'm just
follow it? If you go out of town, you might need to plan a little bit better or something, okay. Right? You live and learn. That's what all of this is about. And you go back to your four basics when you, you know, I mean, that's the only thing you can do at this point, right? You can go, you can quit.
Oh, I'm not going to quit.
You're not quitting. That's not an option.
No.
What's your other option? You just go back to the four basics. Drop the judgment first that you didn't, you know, you went off your plan while you were gone. You drop the judgment. It's like, okay, the only option here, if quitting is not an option, the only option is to get back at it.
Okay.
And I know that's, I mean, you know, and I say it like that. I know that that is new to a lot of y'all, right?
It honestly is. The whole fear thing, I was like ready to not eat all day Friday. So I would not have a gain on that Friday scale. And I think that defeats the purpose of what she's telling us to do.
It absolutely defeats the purpose. You're giving that scale so much power over you, right? So much, you know, it's
so how do I overcome that?
Life. How do you what?
How do I overcome that?
You just feel the fear. You get on the scale and you see the number and you say, okay, this is what I have to work with. Back to the four basics.
Okay.
But you don't say I was a horrible person because I, you know, I didn't follow the plan while I was out of town. Now I learn. What can I learn from this? Right? I'm going to do a recovery worksheet. What can I learn? How can I receive this gift?
Where do I find the recovery worksheets? Mm-hmm. Where do I find the recovery worksheets? I have the planner.
It's actually under the No BS worksheets. It is in module one under the No BS worksheets. And you can, I recommend you print out 20 or 30 and you just have it ready to go.
Okay. So on the one of the prior calls, she said, you had said that, if you have some tea with a little sugar in it, that's no longer in the water category. Where would I put that on my 24?
Wherever you put it as a snack, you could put it, you know, when you think you might drink it, but don't overthink that. Just put it in the snack section.
Somewhere.
I'm not sure when you're going to.
Not the water section. Okay. No. What is the stand? I'm trying to figure out why artificial sweeteners would be better for us than all natural sweeteners like honey or 100% pure maple syrup or.
Because those are actual like caloric items. And then the artificial sweeteners are not great. I mean, but they just don't provide any calories. So again, don't overthink it, but just, yeah. I mean, like I said, you just put all caloric things on your plan because that's where the hunger scale comes in, right? I mean, you know, you don't want to be drinking nonstop amounts of things with sugar in it, or you're not going to lose weight. And, you know, and again, the artificial sweeteners, they don't have calories, but, you know, you just have to meet yourself where you are in terms of, but it, you know, it counts as your water to a point. I'm not sure exactly what we say, but you don't want it to cover all of your water. You want to be having regular water too.
Understood. Okay. So I'm guessing that the thought download worksheet teaching that comes next week.
It comes week after next for saying goodbye to fat girl thinking. Yeah, you'll learn all about thought downloads, the model, everything. So right now in that little space on your planner for the thought download, just journal, write down thoughts that might be coming up, all that kind of stuff. Or don't fill it out at all. It's not required.
No. I know that. Okay. So my final question, because I'm sure you're already sick of me. Okay, so I did my 24-hour plan today. Mm-hmm. I've been doing it, but I'm using today as an example. Mm-hmm. And I have planned for lunch French toast. Mm-hmm. But now I don't really want French toast. And I'd like to have something different. Mm-hmm. How do I, what do I do with that?
So you have two options. The first option is to make like an equivalent kind of swap where it's just something else that you would eat for lunch that is, you know, an alternative. And that's okay. And the other thing that you could have done is given yourself a couple of options on your plan. You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Also an option. You can say French toast or, you know, a sandwich or something like that. And
okay.
So that's totally doable, especially early on, even though I still give myself options and stuff sometimes. If I have like two or three things prepped, I'll just be like this or this or this. But so that's an option. The other thing is that you eat the French toast because it's on the plan. And we always don't get to eat what we feel like eating. And every meal should not be an orgasm in our mouth. It should just be fuel for our body. So you can
practice, ask about that. That was another
plan, and just eat it.
Okay, so when I'm making out my daily 24-hour plan, I'm sorry, and I'm doing my meals, where does the food list come in that she was saying fuel the body? And, mm-hmm. and these are just some examples. Where does that come in at?
So you would just, you know, if you wanted to add, you know, some vegetables somewhere, then you would just put it on one of your meals. You know, if you're not eating a lot of vegetables and you want to level up just a little bit, add some vegetables to one of your meals, right?
Okay.
Or, you know, switch out, you know, whole grain bread, you know, make a switch out, right? Like whole grain bread instead of Wonder Bread, or, you know, leave the mayonnaise off of something. It's just all these little bitty level ups.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's not a big overhaul of your
food. The diet mentality is sort of kicking my ass.
Well, it's
because I like want to measure things. I don't even know. It's just a lot. I mean, but they weren't successful, because if they were, I wouldn't be where I am today. And I know that. And yet there's something in me that says, you know, measure calories or do that.
We talked about on the podcast, actually this week's podcast, you better listen.
I heard it.
Okay. About the, you know, the old diets, where she's saying, you know, if they had worked, you wouldn't.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I did listen to it,
mm-hmm.
but I'm trying to figure out how to let that go.
What do you think it would look like to let that go?
I'll tell you, it wouldn't stress me so bad.
Well, it's stressing you because you're still kind of believing this old fat girl thinking, right? Like you're fighting against yourself. You're like over here, you're like, I really want to do something different and new and just try to really lose this weight for the last time, right?
Yes.
But then over here, you're like, but this diet said this and this worked for a little while before. And this is, you know, what she's doing over here is really different. And I don't know. And so you've got this tug of war in your head, and that's what's creating the stress for you.
Right.
What if you just like let go and said, okay, these thoughts are going to be over here. This old fat girl thinking is going to be here. It's not going away. There's no way to just, you know, remove it from your brain. But what if when I hear it come in, I'm just going to say, I'm not, you know, it's normal that it's coming in, but I'm not listening to it. I'm trusting the process. I'm trusting PNP, and I'm over here now.
Yeah, because there's a lot of positives in this, because I have become more aware of what I shove in my mouth, and I wasn't before. I just ate willy-nilly whenever, just, you know, whatever. And just, I could eat a bag of popcorn and not even realize it, because I'm just mindlessly eating, where now, which is, you know, you're not supposed to worry about the food when you do a 24-hour plan. But honestly, I'm like, Jesus, I think more about food now than I ever did.
Well, and that can be the case at first, right? And that's when you want to get your food just as simple as possible. And here's the deal, like with your French toast. If you just decided you were eating the French toast because it's on the plan, you wouldn't be thinking as much, right?
That's true, because I'm thinking,
you wouldn't be thinking, really, oh, I don't want French toast. What do I want? I could have this or this or this or this. No. If you just decided you were eating French toast, then it just wouldn't, you would be have so much more mental energy. That's the whole purpose of the 24-hour plan, is that
it just, I feel like now it was a bad choice.
Why?
Now I feel like, Margaret, that was a damn bad choice to do. And so now I want to back up.
Why?
I don't know. I guess.
French toast. Just eat it. Just eat it and move on. And you're done with that meal.
Okay.
Right? What if all of your choices were just, all of
matter
them were
of
okay?
Fact.
But what if there were no good or bad choices, for starters? And there aren't. I will tell you, there aren't. You've just got to trust the process, make your plan, commit to following it no matter what. Just for shits and giggles, just say, you know what? I'm going to eat what's on this plan no matter what. I don't care if I don't feel like it. I don't care if I think it's a bad choice. I'm just going to eat it. Two of two.
Okay.
And not question everything.
I guess the main thing I probably need to work on is the hunger scale.
Yeah.
And getting my water in and sleeping and the rest of it, just it'll come when it comes.
Yes.
Is that what you're telling me?
And the hunger scale will come when it comes too. Yes. Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm sorry. I took a long time.
No, but I'm glad because I think you're in the place of a lot of our newbies that are, you know, you're a couple of weeks in now and you're kind of getting tired of thinking about stuff so much. And what would it look like if you didn't have to think so much, right?
Yes.
And that, I mean, it's time for you to let the plan think for you and let the plan work for you and just decide that you're just going to follow it.
Okay.
For a while. And, all right. You know, level ups can come later. Just, I mean, you're only a couple weeks in. You're just like a little bitty tiny baby. You're so new to this. So just let the plan just be whatever it is and let it be enough for now.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right.
See you when I see you.
I'll see you next week if you want.
I am. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye. Love it. She is, I know, speaking for a lot of our newbies. And somebody said the first time I printed recovery worksheets, I printed 10 and thought that would be enough for a while, maybe for a few days, right? Not necessarily, but I mean, I did 4 or 5 in the last week. Somebody posted a link to the worksheets. Thank you. Love it. Okay. Carice, Carolyn, and Kelly. I think it's Chris. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Let me ask you to start your video.
Okay.
Is it Carice? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. I'm trying to figure out the camera thing.
No. Okay.
Nice. Okay. Go. Okay. Are you still there?
Yes. Yeah. I can hear you.
Okay. Okay. It's telling me I need to leave the meeting in order to do it.
Okay. If you just want to talk, then that's fine too.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. All right. I'm okay. Go for it. All right. What's up?
Okay. So I'm going to close this. I see you, but you kiss me. I'm sorry. So I am having trouble getting started.
Okay.
I have gained 2.6 pounds.
Mm-hmm. You're a newbie, right? You've been around.
I'm a newbie. Right. I joined in September. And I am so frustrated and worked up, but really need coaching. And I actually kicked my husband out of the house so I could come to this call because I didn't want him to hear all the drama.
Okay.
But I haven't, it's really weird. I haven't been planning consistently. I made 2 plans this week. I made 4 plans last week. I have followed 0 plans so far.
Okay. So what is frustrating about this? What are you frustrated about?
I am frustrated because I feel like I know what should go on my plan and I will make the plan sometimes. But I will get up in the morning and I need a bagel. I need chocolate. I need sugar. I need carbs, whatever, you name it. I need it that day.
Okay.
And so it's like I can't quite seem to get to the point of following the plans that I make.
So what if you tomorrow morning made a plan that had a bagel on it in the morning?
That'd be great.
We'll do that then.
So
this is all about real. I want you to go back and re-listen to the realistic planning lesson in Fresh Start in No BS. Have you listened to that yet?
I have.
Okay. I want you to listen to it again. Take notes, you know, undistracted, mm-hmm. maybe right after this, while your husband's still gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that's the thing is that you're not, you think, you just said, I think I know what should be on the plan. That's not realistic for you right now.
Okay.
Is that okay?
I'm not planning realistically enough.
Hmm? Yeah.
Okay.
The key to the 24-hour plan and making it, I mean, it really needs to be, we need to just rename it the realistic 24-hour plan. That word needs to be in there because the key to following the plan is making it realistic and doable enough for you as you are right now. And it's, you know, it's just all this diet mentality, right? That we start this new diet and we have to make this beautiful plan that we are going to follow that is totally different than the way we've been eating yesterday. Mm-hmm. And it just, that's why it's not happening, right?
I think so.
Because it's not doable or realistic for you. But what do you think about how you know, what you would put on that plan for tomorrow, the bagel and other, mm-hmm. everything else? What do you think about that?
When I think about it, I think I can't, like, it's not any different than what I'm doing now, and it's not going to help me.
Right, right. How could it help you?
That's what I need to find out. Maybe this could be one of those things where I try to level up by 1% or mm-hmm. make a small adjustment.
The key to the plan first, and I'm talking about like for the first 2-3 months even maybe, is just to follow it. It is not about weight loss at first, okay. necessarily, right? And so the key is just to make, you are practicing making a commitment to yourself, making a promise to yourself through that 24-hour plan, mm-hmm. and then keeping that promise to yourself, keeping that commitment at the end of the day. That's all that you're practicing right now with the realistic 24-hour plan. And over time is when you start leveling up. And that's a different time for everybody. But some people are able to, you know, start leveling up, you know, just a few days in. Other people need to practice this committing and following through with the commitment thing for a month or two, or for several weeks or for whatever it is, right? Everyone is different. But it's all about just deciding that you are going to meet yourself where you are. And because the key is seeing the food that you're eating now and writing it down and being okay with where you are right now.
Okay.
And then moving forward and saying, okay, I've got this commitment thing down. Now I'd like to work on a little bit of weight loss. So let's level up here. Just one thing, right? Just 1%. Mm-hmm. And go from there.
Okay. That sounds good.
Does that sound doable?
Yes, it does.
And it's all about not judging yourself about where you are now and the choices that you've been making, you know, okay. that mm-hmm. where you, and you know, and where you are now. And it's just like, okay, so doing what you've been doing is, you mean, you're not going to gain any weight probably, right? You're just going to practice mm-hmm. that realistic planning. And then when you're ready, you can start to level up.
Okay. That sounds good.
All right. Any other questions?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. All right. Well, let us know how it goes. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. And re-listen to that lesson for sure.
Okay. I will. Okay.
All right. Bye.
Thank you.
All right. That was short and sweet. Okay, checking the time. Oh my gosh, y'all, the time goes by so fast. Okay, Carolyn, Kelly, and Gia will be up next.
Hi, Betsy. How are you?
Good. Hi, I know you.
Yes. I need some more thought work help again.
Okay, good. Because I was wondering about you. I was wondering how you were doing. Okay, what's up?
Well, I'd like to coach on a different item. Okay. I've actually coached with Kathy on this twice. I don't know if you saw it. I threw it up and asked coaches. My accountability partner kind of balked at my new thought for a model. So I had thrown up there that I want to give up the goal of being promoted to try to help myself.
Okay.
So a little bit of a quick background. I'm an engineer in the automotive industry, very male dominated. Mm-hmm. I was told this year I can't be promoted because, surprise, surprise, I'm over emotional.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I remember that question now and ask coaches. Okay.
Yeah. So they have noticed me becoming more emotional because I'm not buffering mm-hmm. with yeah. food. So I'm doing good there with you guys, but it's not showing well with them.
Well, I mean, just in their opinion, right?
In their opinion, that's yes. correct. So I know they can have their opinion. Mm-hmm. I've been working on that thought. The biggest problem I have is I took the relationship and boundaries course. So I've been trying to set boundaries to better myself. A lot of my job surrounded around in recent years of doing other people's jobs to make sure we all reach the end goal. Mm-hmm. That resulted in 60-hour work weeks, 80-hour work weeks. It was not conducive for me. Mm-hmm. I first started out looking for a new job. So far, no success. So I'm like, okay, I got to make the best of the situation I'm in and figure it out.
Well, and that's always the, you know, the advice we give anyway, because if you're just, you know, if you look for a new job, you're just changing the circumstance, right? And you take all your thoughts with you.
Exactly.
So you want to stay with the same circumstance and work on your thoughts.
So the modeling I've been trying to do is that I don't have to do other people's jobs. I can if it's a choice. The only thing I can't figure out is how to maintain that and the goal of a promotion. So I tend to get emotional when I get frustrated, in their opinion. Basically what happens is I will say to somebody, I do not believe this is my role. I would like it if you attempt first. I'm happy to support in any way. That's my classic line when I'm trying to defer somebody else's responsibilities and not have it on my plate. Mm-hmm. They will then proceed to go to my director and say, I'm not doing my job. I'm lazy. I'm incompetent. All of this stuff. Mm-hmm. It's been a recurring problem. So I first thought, okay, they can have an opinion. They will eventually see the real me and I'm doing my job and everything like that. Well, I recently got sat down and my director goes, well, why aren't you helping these people? I'm like, well, I've done all my supporting roles. What they're asking me to do is basically part of their role. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I don't care. Get to the end goal. I'm like, well, I really don't want to do that because I don't want to have to be working 60 hours or 80 hours a week like I was. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I don't care. Get it done. So it's just like, I feel like I have to give up that dream of the promotion to stay in a good mental state for my own health priorities of maintaining my relationships at home, maintaining my food.
I think for you, it is just, you know, I think it would be really good if you haven't already to do like a list of like, okay, these are the things I have control over. And these are the things I don't have control over. Like whether you get a promotion is, you know, I mean, obviously part of it's in your control, but part of it isn't, right? I mean, someone else ultimately makes that decision. And so, and then, you know, and you, again, you've done this work where you just like list out your priorities, right? What are your priorities in life? And, you know, if working a certain amount of hours and spending time with your family and all that kind of stuff. And so I just think for you, it's just a matter of, you know, it's just decision-making for you. You're kind of in this place where you haven't just said, okay, you know, you're still kind of going back and forth between whether you want to, But you're also assuming that you have to work this number of hours to get this promotion and things like that. And so that may be true, but they may be not true, right? And so it's just almost a matter of like, okay, you know, you don't even know what's required for this promotion, really, in terms of, I mean, you know, you can't look inside the mind of your boss or whatever. So you just decide what you want to do.
And that's what I've been trying to do. But again, my accountability kind of balked. They were just like, whoa, go get on a coaching call. That doesn't sound right.
Why were they saying it didn't sound right?
Because I was giving up a goal. Yeah. They're like, I want to be a lead engineer. People around me have been telling me I'm worthy of a lead engineer position. They said, this is a sexist issue. I'm like, I get it. There's not much I can do about it.
But that's a goal, but it's like it's a prior, it's a it's a goal, but it sounds like you have other priorities above that right now.
That's kind of what I had accepted, because I'm trying to find a way to diffuse the, but to be able to feel the wave of frustration and not react defensively.
Yeah, because it's like, okay.
Go ahead. In my mind, I thought if I took the promotion off the table, I have no need to be defensive. They can trash me all they want. It doesn't really matter. That's kind of where my brain went with it.
I mean, and here's the thing. It's like, you don't have to take the promotion off the table. You just say, okay, I'm going to just work my job with these priorities in mind. If I get a promotion, great. If I don't, that's okay too, because I am living my life the way I want to with these priorities in mind. You know, I mean, you never know if, you know, you never know, but it's just like, it almost sounds like, again, you don't know for sure, but in order to get a promotion, you have to rearrange your priorities.
Correct.
Right. And so it's just like, what is most important to you? That's what you have to ask yourself. And it sounds to me like a promotion is down on the list and there's other things above it right now.
That's what I've been trying to reframe my brain around. So, I mean, my marriage is important. My home life is important. My weight is important. I don't want to keep just stuffing my face to stuff the frustration down. It's just not working. We know this, or I wouldn't be here.
So what are you frustrated about?
I'm frustrated at the misrepresentation of others. Instead of them doing what they should do and them having a good work ethic and mentality, they just want to pin it on me.
That's a crappy thought. Yeah, that creates frustration for you. So how could you think about it differently?
So this is why I'm here. I had a feeling this question was coming. I'm not entirely sure. So one of my models I went to was, okay, maybe they think it's my responsibility. Maybe we can talk about it and figure out where we can draw the line. And it didn't quite work. Just for a little history, what happened is my company I work in automotive, I went through a massive recall. So Now nobody wants to take responsibility for anything. They're all worried about lawsuits and the repercussions of taking roles and responsibilities, and everything has fallen back onto engineering. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm gathering from the data I'm collecting with everybody is, I'm like, okay, so this is a quality problem, quality takeover. They go, no. It's all engineering. So I'm like, no, guys, I'm not going to handle this. This is quality. And then what ended up happening with that situation is nobody said anything and the customer got irate. Mm-hmm. So it's like, even when I try to set the boundaries and talk about it constructively, I am then perceived as lazy, incompetent, not doing my job correctly.
Well, you just decide that, I mean, your boss said, just get it done. Right? Do you want to do what your boss says?
So this is the interesting dynamic. My immediate boss agrees with me. It's his boss that we are both struggling with. Okay. I've had these conversations. I've actually handed my boss a thought download. I'm like, this is where I'm at. This is where it is. You guys need to help me out. And he's like, he's trying to work through, but my director is a little bit of a stubborn, pig-headed, just get it done, finish it. And that's where I'm having the problem. Like, my boss put me up for promotion twice and my director blocked it.
Well, that may be his thing, right? We can't do anything about that. And so I think for you, it's just like, if you are clear with your immediate boss on what your job is and you continue to do your job. I mean, that's
kind of where I was, but to try to help reframe my thought, I thought taking the promotion kind of out of the immediate future was a better idea, because obviously I'm not getting anywhere with doing it the way my boss.
Well, it almost sounds like if you just do your job the way that you want to with your priorities you have, the promotion is probably not going to happen.
Correct.
From what you're saying. So it's like, it's not even like you have to say, I don't want that promotion anymore. You just say, okay, I'm going to do my job, you know, what I was hired to do, and, you know, live with these priorities, and whatever happens outside of what I can control, that'll be super interesting to discover. But this is what I can control. This is what I want to do. And I'm just going to go in and do my job.
That's kind of the thought I've been trying to pick up, but I can't seem to let go of the want to be defensive, like the want to go, okay, guys, this, I did my part of the job. Where are y'all going to pick up your side?
So how do you want to think about you doing your job? How do you want to feel other than defensive?
So my intentional model says calm and acceptance that it will eventually come out that I did my half and somebody else didn't do theirs.
No, that's kind of where my, because you can't control that, right? It may never come out. You need to be okay with others just being wrong about you. Right?
That's hard. So yes, I do. I need to work on that more.
I think one of the like most amazing thoughts is like, it's okay for them to be wrong. I know what I did. I'm doing my job.
Oh, I lost you. I'm sorry.
That's
my
right.
Cat trying to sit on my lap and rub on the phone at the same time.
It's okay for them to be wrong, right? You know what you're doing. You know, in your heart of hearts that you're doing your job. That's all that counts.
Yes. That's the thought I'm trying to get to and that feeling.
Yeah. And so when you feel the defensiveness, when you feel all that, you're like, nope, we're not doing that. I'm feeling calm, confident, whatever those feelings are, right?
Yes.
And you just come back to yourself and say, nope, I'm right here where I need to be. But it's being okay with that other stuff coming in. Probably first, immediately, like that defensiveness will come in first and you'll be like, nope, no, I'm not doing defensive today. I'm doing calm, confident, curious, whatever it is.
I agree.
You got to practice that, right? You got to practice it. Doesn't happen like that.
I agree. Thank you.
You know how you want to show up, right? You know how you want to show up in the at work and in life. And other people may disagree. People may think you need to be doing something else, but you know, and that's the most important thing.
I agree. Thank you, Betsy.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right. We got Kelly, Gia, and Marietta. Ooh, lots of comments. Hello? Are you there? Are you there? Kelly, I can hear you bouncing around. Are you there? Hello? Okay, I'm gonna let you look at your settings, come back to you. Raise your hand again, Kelly, if you Well, now I can't get her. Are you there? That's weird. Okay, I'm gonna answer some questions while Kelly maybe works on her stuff. Okay. Oh, there she goes. Okay. Okay, Kelly, raise your hand again if want set check your audio settings and all that. Okay, Gia, Marietta, and Letty. I think it's Letty. Okay, Gia. That's weird.
I'm there. Start video. Hi.
You want to start your video? I'll ask you to start your video. Here we go.
Okay.
There you are.
Hi. I am at the beach.
Oh my gosh.
I know, isn't that fabulous? So, first of all, let me say I'm a newbie.
Awesome.
In September. I have not been doing my plans and I've been not collecting the data.
Why
and
not?
I know why.
Oh, you know why. Okay.
I do, because I'm afraid of the data. But I listened to this fabulous podcast last night by Corinne, and I'm just going to start where I at and collect the data, and it is what it is, and I'm going to use it to grow. But I have another problem that I need help with, and I don't know how to go.
Okay.
So my son, I share time with him with his mom, because she's technically his biological mom, but he's my baby.
Okay.
She He has had a child protective case with her, which causes a lot of stress in my life. Oh my God, my husband is recording me. He's such a jerk. Okay, we're sarcastic against each other. Look, this is him.
Okay. You see him? I see him, yes.
Okay, so my problem is that I let it all consume me. Mm-hmm. Like, I worry about, is he okay, and is he safe, and addressing his emotional needs and what he's going through. And it just kind of carries everywhere. And I know that I'm not taking care of myself. Mm-hmm. So I went to therapy, and my therapist, it just kind of turned into a complaint session where the therapist was like, well, you're justified in your anger and your feelings. And I don't want to be justified in my anger and feelings. I want to be able to find a way to work myself through them, have some growth so I can live my life. It is not centered around Brayden's mother. Like, I can't be a good mom to Brayden if I'm constantly reacting to her parenting instead of letting him see me.
Right.
I can't be a good me. I can't be a good wife. I can't be... I'm not reaching my potential by stifling myself.
Right.
So I need some help with journal prompts that don't just turn into complaint sessions.
Mm.
And I don't know how to do that. So that's what I'm looking for.
So it almost sounds like you've already, because I mean, I was just going to start y'all with like just getting your thoughts out, you know, right now. But it sounds like, I mean, you know, kind of how you feel right now, how you're thinking and feeling right now about the situation. But it almost sounds like that all out.
Yeah, that I'm an expert on. I don't know how to move forward.
Okay. So you just start asking yourself, okay, if I didn't think and feel this about you know, his mom and what's going on, what could I think and feel differently about? What, you know, and you may want to start with, how do I want to feel about this situation? Do you want to feel love? Do you want to feel curiosity? Do you want to feel open? How do you want to feel about this? So you feel anger, you feel frustration, and all that.
I honestly, I just want to feel free, which sounds horrible, but I want, because I don't know why it sounds selfish, which is ridiculous.
Ah, okay. And that's probably what's keeping you from moving forward, right? It's because you think you shouldn't feel whatever you want to feel about this, but you can absolutely feel free.
No, because I probably do feel that way. Like, I'm worried about how is he doing? Because every time there's something new, like I am the person that he vents to, mm-hmm. and I have to be strong, but then I internalize it all. Mm-hmm. And I just feel so chained and weighed down.
Yeah.
I just want to feel more like me and free.
Yeah. So how do you feel? I mean, and I know you're new. We haven't gotten to all the thought work stuff yet.
Right.
So how do you think you feel free? Are you familiar with the model? How the model works yet?
I've watched, have you done it or was it a different coach? Or I listened to the podcast where you guys talk about it.
Okay.
So yes and no. Okay. Like,
and I won't, you know, I won't quiz you or whatever. I'll just tell you, you're free is a feeling, right? Free. We were saying, you know, love, curious, all of those are feelings. And those come from your thoughts. So, you know, those come from your thoughts about a circumstance. And the circumstance is everything that's going on with
my baby,
with your baby, with his mom and all of that, right? Those are all just facts. And that's another thing you can start working on is really all the journaling that you've done. I want you to separate all of the facts in terms of like, what are the facts of this situation? What could you prove in court? Would everyone agree on that? This is, you know, that she is his mom and that he said this, like direct quotes. She said this, direct quotes. You want to separate out the facts from your story around it.
Okay.
And then you just start thinking about, okay, if I, you know, how do I want to feel about this? And then what would I need to think to feel this? And, you know, that's, you know, that's a little bit on down the line, but you can just start kind of, if I feel free, what am I thinking? You know, what are you thinking if you feel free?
I don't know. I would just, I don't know that I can think or feel free till I know he's, you know, safe, which is insane. I don't know how to get there.
Yeah, like that's something that you can't absolutely control, right? You
can't. No, I can't.
And so that's where you're getting stuck, is that you think that it is your job to, you know, to protect him and for him to be safe. And what if it wasn't? You know, it's all about questioning everything that you assume and that you think and all of that, right? And it's just like, what if you just decided that you will do the best you can for him, always?
Or be the best example. The best. While he's with us.
Yes. And, you know, and yeah, like while, I mean, you can only control, you can't even control while you're with him, right? In terms of mm-hmm. the best you can always. Does that feel a little bit free?
Freer? It does feel more. Yes.
It's those kinds of thoughts about just, okay, I can only control what I can control, and you know, and everything else, I have to just let it, you know, to let it be or whatever. You know, it's just really opening your mind up to those kinds of thoughts so that you're not just holding on to those old, that old story, right?
Okay.
And
so write down the facts. Just do the facts and find ways that I can apply them.
Yes, find ways
to get me to my feeling.
Differently about those facts. That will create that feeling that you want, free, whatever it is, right? And so it's just exploring all of that, doing all that journaling. We're going to get, this will be great because in the week after next is when we will do the module on thought work. I mean, and you can jump ahead if you want to, but you'll have this specific example that you'll be able to work on while Perfect. You're learning all this stuff. And so, but you can go ahead and start, you know, start journaling, start separating out those facts. And because those are all the circumstances and your thoughts are what you're thinking, you know, what you're thinking about it, your feeling.
Thinking that I'm, like, my feelings, I think, are, like, I'm not free. Like, there's this heaviness. But also maybe that I'm not worthy or good enough to fix this for him.
Right.
And that's not my job. So yeah. That's another way it hits me.
Yeah.
So that's a different branch I could take it off into.
Yes. So it's just opening your mind to all the different possibilities right now. And again, it's not a matter of, it's not something that happens quickly, right? The change doesn't happen quickly, but you just want to start with awareness of where you are now and acceptance of where you are now. It's just like with weight loss, where you have to accept and love yourself where you are now before you can move forward into something different and, you know, something that you want to be different.
Thank you. That gives me at least a starting ground, and that feels like progress, not that I feel as stagnant as I felt.
Well, and there's a really amazing quote. I'm thinking about when Corinne coached, because she's coached some people on this kind of thing with, like, you know, ex-wives and, you know, step-parent, you know, things like that. And it's like, what if you, I mean, do you love her? Do you love his mom?
I love his mom because she gave me my son. So I have pictures of her up in my home. Mm-hmm. So Brayden doesn't feel like he has to choose.
Yeah.
I have pictures of him and his mom and his dad together. And then his dad and me and him together. Like, he shouldn't have to choose between who his family is.
Yeah. And so you can start thinking
I don't
about,
necessarily like her, but I do love her. She gave me my boy.
Well, and you can start thinking, okay, if I'm coming from a place of love for her, you know, one of your thoughts is, yes, she gave me my boy. But you could also add some other thoughts. What if I even liked her, right? I mean, you know, those are all choices. Just explore and think about.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. I'm going to enjoy the rest of my beach day.
Yes. I want to be there with you. Okay. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. I love it. She's getting coached on the beach. I think that's a first for me. All right. Marietta, Letty, and Sylvia. Yeah, Carolyn, I'm looking at that. after you're promoted and then you come back, your chat clears out and you're not able to see the chat that, like, all the stuff that the people were able to say to you. Let me look into that and see if there's anything that we can, maybe there's like a setting that we can change or something. Okay. Hi, let me unmute you. Okay. Hey there.
Hi.
Hi.
I had to go into my bedroom. My dog was barking her head off here. So
I love, everybody's got dogs that they've got to deal with when they get coached.
I'm like, oh, I'm getting ready to get on here. You got to quit barking. This is not the right time to be barking. But anyways, I am on this call because I'm going through some pretty hard stuff in my life right now, and I'm trying really hard not to carry it over into my eating. Okay. And I went up 0.6 pounds this week, so it obviously is going, you know, affecting my eating. And I tracked my data for the week, and I was on plan only 2 out of the 7 days. I overate, or ate according to my hunger scale only 3 out of 7 days. So it you know, I have the data that says, well, no wonder you went up 0.6 pounds. It is.
Well, and that's the first thing I want you to give yourself credit for, right? You've got the data, and that's for, you know, for, because you're not a newbie, right? You've been around.
Right. Okay. I've been in since April. Yeah. And I've been journaling all of this. I've been doing my recovery sheets. Mm-hmm. I'm doing everything I need to do. And I've even tried some of the thought work and the models. And it's just hard. My daughter is in residential treatment for drug abuse. And I think it's been a week since she's been there. So this has been the week of letting that all sink in, where I'm finally at the point to admitting that she's an addict and she's not a normal kid. She's been through some trauma that's caused her to use drugs. And, you know, I just think it's been the week where it all finally just sunk in. Mm-hmm. And so,
does it help you to think that she's not a normal kid?
I don't know. And that's what my thought work has been on. Like the circumstances, my daughter uses drugs. So mm-hmm. I try to keep it very factual. Mm-hmm. My thought is my daughter isn't normal. I knew that was unintentional. Mm-hmm. Like that's not the right way to look at it. So then I reworked it and said, daughter needs intensive help for her drug use. And that still makes me a little sad and scared, but it did give me some hope that the intensive help will,
I mean, I was just thinking, like, I thought, like, she's getting the help she needs right now.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm scared, I guess, still that this won't be enough and that we're going to be down this road forever.
Yeah. And those are other thoughts, right? Other unintentional thoughts.
It's just hard to stay hopeful right now. And then at work, I work with little first graders. They are a hot mess. I have a really tough group. And I've always prided myself in building good relationships and rapport. And my classroom management has always been a strength for me. But this year, it's been really tough. And I know it's because personal life is making it hard for me to give 100% to these kids, and these kids need it. And so it's like, in the past, my work with these younger kids has always been kind of like, kind of gave me the hope I always needed and inspiration and motivation. And I'm not getting that at work right now either. Well, so it's stressful place.
You keep thinking, I wrote this thought down. I have a really tough group.
Yeah.
Right. That is your thought, right? That's not a fact.
Right.
And you could absolutely, and in the past, you didn't, you know, it wasn't like it was, you know, it's just that you have a classroom of kids, right? That's always the circumstance. But in the past, you've thought something differently about them. You've thought, you know, my work allows me to, you know, benefits me in ways or whatever, right? But that, but you're just choosing a different thought right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've done some models on that too, trying to reframe that each morning. But I guess my other fear and thought is it's normal this is normal. This is a tough, these feelings are normal. This is a tough thing that I'm going through. But I guess I'm afraid I'm slipping into a depression and I don't want to. And I also don't want to seek medication. I want to get through this with thought models and journaling and not eat over it, not drink over it. And I just want to get through it.
The key for you is, I mean, right now you're fighting, you know, you're fighting the feelings, you're fighting the fear and the uncertainty and all of those feelings. And I think for you, it's just a matter, it's not even like a matter of necessarily moving to intentional models. It's just allowing your, like taking the food away, taking the other, you know, any other buffers away and just letting yourself feel right now.
I think you're right. I think I'm afraid.
Yeah.
I let it every once in a while, let the feelings come in and I cry and then I don't like it and I try to shut it off.
So I had this experience last weekend. I get chills thinking about it where, so I don't cry very often. Like I don't let myself cry very often. And I was feeling really emotional. I was actually with Corinne and a couple of other people. We were on our trip and, I said, you know, I'm feeling this emotion come up and they said, okay, wait. Okay. So where are you feeling it in your body? Like let it go, let it come because I was fighting it. And I realized when I relaxed and let myself go and just allowed myself to feel, oh my gosh, I got so excited and I felt so much better and all of that. So I had like a totally different thought about what you did. Like when someone talks about how they let themselves feel emotion and they let themselves cry, it's like, congratulations, you know, you're doing it right. Right. You're doing
it
right. But afterwards you're telling yourself that you don't, you know, that you don't like that and that you're not doing it right.
And it scares me. And
but it's because we, you know, as humans, as adults, and actually I've really been thinking a lot about this because I keep my three nieces a couple of days a week. And, you know, they're 1, 2, and 6. And so it's just like emotion all over the place. Right. Mm-hmm. And then we try to tell them to stop crying and to, you know, and to quit, you know, quit doing that and quit doing that. But we are born to feel emotion. And then it's just tamped down over the years with us. Mm-hmm. Right. And then we get to be adults and we don't let ourselves, you know, we can't feel it or we don't let ourselves feel it or we judge ourselves like you for feeling it. When maybe that's exactly what we're supposed to be doing. Maybe you're supposed to be crying 10 times a day right now. Yeah. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I know. Cause all over when I'm writing, I'm sad. I am sad, but I'm not letting myself fully experience the sadness. Yeah.
Because, your daughter is, you know, is going through some stuff. It's okay to be sad. You're her mom, right?
Yeah.
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 But I want you to do some more models. This is just before I forget. I want you to do some more models and really, you know, it's this whole mirror concept that we talk about where it's like when you're talking about like other people in your thought line, turn the mirror around on yourself and look at yourself and say, okay, what do I make that mean about me? And for you, it's what do I make that mean about me as her mom, you know, as a teacher, right?
Yeah.
Those thoughts, because you're talking about, you know, I have a really tough group, but that's about your kids, right? What do you make that mean about you as a teacher? And then also just everything that's going on with your daughter, what do you make it mean about you as a mom?
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that will bring the all kinds of emotion up, right?
Because,
you know, it's all thoughts about yourself. And, but that's all that you can control, right? You can only control yourself and you can only change yourself. And all of these other things are just circumstances out here in the universe. And so we, you know, we decide how we show up. with those circumstances. So you are doing the work. It's just kind of, you're ready to kind of move to the next level.
Yeah.
And to take the food away and let it all come in.
Okay.
Fun.
I know. Thank you.
Okay.
I got on this call.
Yes. Thank you. Great call. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Letty, and then I'll do some Q&A. I think it's Letty. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Let me ask you to start your video.
Okay.
Well, my hair's falling down. All right, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I am all right.
Okay.
So I am a newbie as of September. Yeah.
And it's Letty, right?
Sorry?
Is it Letty? Is that your name?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And I did actually, I think, more like thought work and everything. As a groupie than I have so far.
Why has it changed?
I want to say that even though I knew and was forewarned about it, I let myself get overwhelmed and feel like, oh, well, like, and also like the thought work I was doing started hitting really big nerves.
Mm.
And then I kind of backed off.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, it was a little intense and it was distracting me from being able to actually, like, try to handle my life. I actually, the reason I'm here is because I posted in the Ask Coaches section and was told to come. I posted actually like the first week of the month.
Okay.
And it took me a while to find a time when I actually could get on and watch the whole call, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm just coming to grips with the fact that I have struggled with depression since I was about 15. Mm-hmm. And so half my life. And I am still trying to process the emotions that I never processed after we lost my older sister when I was like 9. So some days I think I'm about the emotional age of the like 7 to 9 year olds that I teach.
Mm-hmm.
Very inconvenient.
I don't know though. I mean, you know, you can relate to them pretty well, probably, right?
Yeah. When I allow myself to chill out.
We're all emotionally 7 or 8 a lot of times, right? I mean, our brain is, I mean, that's why we call it the toddler brain, right? Because it takes over and it acts just like a toddler. So it's not that you are any different, right? And it's all okay.
I guess I'm just figuring that out.
We're all going through this together and there's, you know, we're always going to have that brain that wants to think like a, you know, a child, and we get to decide if, you know, how we want to show up. If we want to show up with that, you know, with that brain running the show or the one that's, you know, makes more sense.
Yeah. It has been taking a lot of energy to appeal to my adult brain lately. And I watched all of the orientation and then I watched all of No BS. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay, so I'll watch it once and then I'll go back and start trying to actually do it. Mm-hmm. Well, I have made two or three plans, and a couple of days I have written down what I ate, whether or not I actually planned on paper. Like, a lot of the time I've been consciously thinking about what I am going to eat and trying to plan in my head, but not on paper.
Yeah. So what if that is exactly what you were supposed to be doing for the last 2 weeks? Like, you're right where you need to be right now.
Then I don't have to feel like I'm so going crazy.
Right. That is an optional thought for sure, right? Yeah. I mean, you can just decide, okay, for these first couple of weeks, I was just supposed to start thinking a little bit more about my food, maybe do a plan here and there and see what happens, go through all No BS, and now, okay, what's next?
I mean, I've been trying to figure out my baselines and what a realistic plan actually is for me. Mm-hmm. The one day when I actually, like, just for trying to figure out where in the world I am, like, wrote everything in, like, a fitness app so it would tell me what I was actually eating. Mm-hmm. I think I ate between 2,600 and 2,700 calories.
Okay.
Or something. And it was realistic. Like, it was what I wanted to eat. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I looked at it and I'm like, wow, I really eat that much all of the time.
And, but that's, I mean, you know, that was your choice to do, right? But that's your thought about mm-hmm. what you're eating. That's not, I mean, 2,600 or whatever it is a, you know, is just a number. And you get to decide what you make it mean. And that's from all your past diet mentality, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can just decide, okay, that's interesting. How do I want to move forward?
And I have a pretty good idea of what, like, a protocol is for, mm-hmm. like, when I'm on my period, because I know I consistently want the same things. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to, like, forming a protocol for the rest of my life.
Okay. So, you know, put everything on your protocol right now and just say, okay, I'm just going to decide 24 hours ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to commit to eating what I put on my plan. And I can give myself a couple of options if I want to for each meal. And I'm just going to start there.
And because I looked at the protocol and what all was on that page and everything, mm-hmm. and it was legitimately confusing to me compared to, like, what Corinne has talked about with, oh, I started with one thing of walking, and then when I was ready, I added in another one thing.
What if you didn't? What if you didn't even have to make a protocol right now? What if you're just not there yet?
I feel like that I would be a lot more able to do some of the things I was doing while I was listening to the podcast than trying to do everything.
Yeah. So maybe right now you just need to focus on doing your plan, your realistic plan for a couple weeks.
Okay.
And then maybe you might be ready for a protocol in a month or so, a month or two, or whatever it is, right? This program, when we say this program is self-paced, we mean it. And we're just going through it right now just to be doing something, right? But if you're not there yet, that is your opportunity to decide that, you know what, I'm not there yet, and that is okay because I am meeting myself where I am and I am doing enough. And if I'm just focused on getting my water in for the first 6 months, that is
it's been in progress. Like the fact of actually filling up water bottles or a water glass once I empty it feels like a ridiculously large victory for me.
Yes.
And I'm just like,
maybe you just need to focus on your water for a few weeks. Right? Maybe you're not ready for the plan yet, and that's okay. All of it is okay. Whatever you decide to do is okay. And it's not a reason to beat yourself up, right? It's not a reason to compare yourself to other people. It's not an excuse to do that. It's an excuse to say, okay, I'm doing something different this time. I am meeting myself where I am. I'm taking my time with this. There's no race. There's no, timeline. There's no deadline. I'm doing this for the last time. And so I'm going to do it my way. And I only know what my way is. And I can just decide that is enough. That is the best way for me to do it.
Wow.
I don't think I've ever thought anything I did was enough. Anyhow.
Right.
Okay.
So here is your amazing opportunity to practice that thought and believe it and prove it to yourself day after day after day that I did enough today.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I've literally been trying to make lists of, if I can do these three things, or if I can do these five things or whatever, I can be happy at the end of the day. And wow. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. Keep in touch. All right. Let us know how it goes. Post and ask coaches if you need to. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, y'all, Q&A. I think we got just enough time for our Q&A questions. Okay, Catherine says, did I coach Catherine? I think maybe I did. What is the 24-hour rule? That is the 24-hour plan. That's what we like. The 24-hour rule is just you plan your food 24 hours in advance. It's not anything more than that. Not anything you're missing or anything. Allison says, I just joined this month. I'm still struggling with adhering to my plan as I'm so used to the binge starve cycle. What can I tell myself to plan realistically, not so strictly, so that I'm not always veering off plan and saying, F it, thank you. Well, just like I was talking about with Letty, where it's just you make a realistic plan, right, that has all the food that you think you might eat on it. And here's the other thing about the realistic plan, y'all. You can overplan, right? Just put all the food that you think you might eat. But when you get to the moment, you can choose whether to eat it or not, right? It's not, the rule is not to eat everything on your plan always because you're following your hunger scale. And some days you're hungrier than others. So just overplan. What you can tell yourself is that, okay, I planned realistically today. I'm meeting myself where I am today. I can follow this plan because I made it doable and realistic for me. So let's do this. Let's follow this, let's follow this plan today. And when I say follow, I mean, let's eat according to the hunger scale, but whatever is on your plan, you can have that. Okay. Yeah. And Allison, and someone's saying you can plan the binge too. You can put all of the food that you would binge on, put that on your plan. Y'all have to face what you are already doing, right? Because right now you're eating behind your own back. You have to bring it into your line of sight and say, okay, this is what I'm doing right now. I'm accepting myself as I am. I'm loving myself as I am. I'm not losing weight, so I will love myself. That's not how it works, y'all. Because when you get down to your weight goal weight, you find something else you don't like. Loose skin, doesn't look as good as I thought it did, and you still hate yourself. You have to accept yourself where you are and just plan a binge, plan to eat all that food, but do it with eyes wide open. Okay. I'm a newbie, but prior to that, I've been eating very clean and losing weight. So the good, better, best is tough for me because I'm all the way leveled up. Advice or different ways I should be thinking about it. Stephanie, no. If you are, you may not need to use good, better, best. If you're already eating very clean and you're losing weight, I always say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If, you know, all these tools, y'all, are tools in your tool belt. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to need to use all of them all the time. And so don't even think good, you know, don't think good, better, best is tough for me. Just say, I don't need that. That's a tool that I'm just going to keep in the tool belt. And I may not ever use it, but I might need to pull it out every once in a while. Okay. Sylvia, there are so many things going on in the tribe. I wonder if I'm doing it right. I've lost 42 pounds today. Sounds like you're doing something right, Sylvia. Started March 2019. I do a 24-hour plan religiously, but just had bad car wreck the 17th. Hope you're all right. What can I do to get back on track and not feel sorry for myself? I do have a concussion. Okay, first off, take care of yourself, Sylvia, right? But here's the thing. It's all about the four basics, y'all. Everything else is icing on the cake, gravy, extra, bonus, whatever you want to call it. So for you, you're healing, right? And so some good fuel food will be great for your healing. So just focus on the 24-hour plan. You're doing it right if you are following the four basics. That's the only way you can, you know, if you're not following four basics, that's the only way to do P&P wrong. But anyway, it's not even wrong if you're just doing one of the basics till you get good at it and then you do the next basic, right? There's no way to do P&P wrong, period. And no, I didn't cut my hair. I just have it up in a little thing. See, here it is. But it was kind of falling down. So I did get a little trim this week. Yeah. And I got a little bang trim. Charity, where is the handout on how to plan when you don't know where you're going to eat? I've heard it mentioned several times recently, but I'm not seeing it. Is it part of a bonus course? So there is in OBS, there is, let's see. It's part of module 2, fueling the body. It's probably the good, better, best worksheet is what that is. Cause it basically just has you list like look at what you eat now. And then come up with good, better, and best foods that you can kind of switch out. Right. And so that's probably what people are talking about. So it's the good, better, best worksheet. And Charity, even on your protocol, I mean, this could be part of your protocol where it's like you decide, if I don't know what I'm going to eat, if I don't know what, you know, the restaurant, I don't know the menu or whatever, this is what I'm going to do. These are the choices I'm going to make when I go to a restaurant or I go to an event or something where I don't know what the food is going to be like. I'm always going to follow my hunger scale. I'm going to make good, better, best choices. You know, that lesson is in no BS. One of my favorite things to do when I go to an event like a party or a baby shower or a wedding or something like that is I say, okay, I get one plate of food. I mean, I can pile that thing up with cake or whatever I want. I mean, you know, I decide what I allow on that plate, but I have one plate of food. And so especially like at a party or something, I'm not grazing and eating off the, you know, chips and dip or whatever. I get a plate and I put my food on it and then I eat to my plus two. And so that may mean eating everything on the plate. That may be eating part of what's on the plate, but I eat a plate. And so that's one of my little tips that I like to throw out there. Okay, Julie, I eat two meals daily and drink coffee with collagen for breakfast. When I'm filling out the hunger scale for breakfast, can I write a zero for my scale and again, zero for how I ended? I'm not sure how to tackle this for the beginning of the day. Yeah, don't overthink that, Julie. I don't even fill out the hunger scale part for my coffee in the morning. I have it with MCT oil and heavy cream. And because technically I'm not eating. And so the hunger scale is not really a factor with that. And so I just don't even fill out that part for that meal. So Don't feel like y'all got to fill out every single thing, every single blank, especially at first, right? Margaret, I'm going to look through the chat too. Let me know if you found the chat. But again, I think maybe if you're brought on as a panelist with me and then you go back down, that maybe you lose your previous chat. So I've said I was going to look into that. I'm having a hard time understanding the unintentional and intentional models. I find it confusing. I feel like I should be doing the intentional model. Well, that's the one that you want to move to eventually, right? But the unintentional one. But here's the other thing. Some days you only have an intentional model. If you're getting the result, the R line is the result line. If you're getting the result that you want, some days you only have an intentional model, like you're already doing the intentional model. But other times, where if you're currently living in your unintentional model, you want to eventually move to an intentional one, but maybe not anytime soon. It's just all about awareness of what you're doing right now, okay? And the unintentional one is getting you a result that you don't want. And there's been some confusion about that, the difference between the two. And so we're making notes about the updates we're going to make to NoBS in the future. And that was one update I actually made this week, because we get several questions about it a week and ask coaches. But the unintentional gets you the result that you don't want. The intentional gets you the result that you do want. And in a couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about how to gradually move from the unintentional to the intentional. But it is a process. It is a practice. It may involve some models in between, right? Because you have to work on beliefs, you know, sometimes in between. And we'll be covering all of that in a couple weeks. Sleep is one of my biggest issues, according to my data. Do you have suggestions for better sleep? I try to go to bed at a good time, but staying asleep is just not happening. That would be a great idea to post in the Facebook group. There's all kinds of things. So Corinne uses Natural Calm, which is a natural remedy. And then we also, a lot of people like Doc Parsley's Sleep Remedy, which both of those are in Corinne's kit store, which is, I'll put that in the chat, kit.com/fitandbet. Yes. So, and there's also a book there called it's called Sleep Something, that's been really recommended by a lot of people. So, it's written by, someone who has a podcast that we've been listening to, but anyway, it's a book, but, other people, you know, try meditations, try just all kinds of different things. And so, definitely post in the Facebook group for more ideas. How can I get out of my all or nothing thinking? So much overwhelmed from work, family, home, family drama. Just want to quit everything. P&P, diet, work, life, when something goes wrong. Okay. So how do you get out of it? You think differently, right? You think when something goes wrong, this is not a, you know, of course my brain is going to immediately want to go to, you know, quit everything. Can't handle it. Quit everything. Just go back to the couch, watch TV. That's where our brain wants to go. It's totally normal, because it's our primitive brain, our, you know, toddler brain, primitive brain, whatever you want to talk, however you want to call it. I like to call it our primitive brain sometimes, because it makes me think of like the cavemen. And it's the part of our brain that hasn't evolved over time. It still thinks we're cavemen in caves. And that when we leave the cave, we're going to get maybe eaten by a tiger or, you know, bitten by a snake or something like that, right? And so it's always trying to protect us. And so when something goes wrong, that primitive brain kicks in and says, oh, quit everything, right? Quit everything. But we have to just become aware of that and recognize that, oh, that's just the primitive brain kicking in, but we're not cavemen anymore. And we can handle life when something goes wrong. And that's when the more evolved brain can kick in. And when the decision make, it's called the prefrontal cortex. That's the fancy name for it in our brain. that can kick in and say, no, we can absolutely handle this. Let's start making some decisions. It's the decision-making part of your brain, and it's the more evolved part of your brain. And so you say, okay, something's gone wrong here. Of course, that's a thought, but it's like something has happened here. How do I want to think about it? What do I want to do about it? And I just don't listen to that part of my brain that tells me to just quit everything. I stop and I assess and I say, okay, I'm an evolved human being. How am I going to think, feel, and act about this? And this is all stuff that we're going to get to in a couple weeks. So keep that in mind. Keep that example in mind, and you can start working on that. But right now, just journal and just open your mind to how you could think differently. That's where I want y'all to be right now, just in the awareness phase. Charity says, currently I write good, better, best. Let me go back to your good, better, best, 2 to 2. And I specify if there's anything I planned off protocol. Yeah, that sounds great. So yeah, if you don't know, you know, where you're going to be, you can absolutely just say, I'm going to follow the hunger scale, 2 to 2, -2 to +2. I'm going to make good, better, best choices. And then if you're going to a wedding, it's like, okay, I'm going to have a little piece of cake. And that's going to be my exception, right? So that's what you can absolutely do. What is MCT oil? You can actually check Kathy in the kit store, kit.com/fitandfat. It is a, you may have heard of Bulletproof Coffee. That Bulletproof is actually a brand name. But the guy who came up with Bulletproof, he figured out that you could put these really healthy fats. So MCT oil is a refined coconut oil, and it's supposed to have benefits for your brain health and things like that. And it is just an oil that, and again, Bulletproof is one of the brands, but there's also other brands, and all of that is in Corinne's kit store, kit.com/fitandfats over in the chat. And it's good for coffee because it's coffee's hot. And so you can pour it in there, and I use a little frother to mix it around. But there's other ways to get it in too. Just Google MCT oil drink ideas. You can put it in smoothies. You can put it in, other things. So you can even sprinkle it on salads. I mean, it's an oil, just a clear oil. So but it's just supposed to be a good kind of very good, healthy fat, for you to, just kind of supplement. I travel via car and often find myself sleepy despite attempts to engage my brain with podcasts, audible books, etc. Eating small snacky foods like popcorn or dried garbanzo beans seem to help, but I often eat way past my hunger scale in the process. Thoughts on how to avoid the overeat and stay awake? Yeah. So schedule times to just stop and move around a little bit, move your body. I like to, if I ever get sleepy in the car, and podcasts and stuff are not keeping me from being sleepy. Then a lot of times I'll put music on and just sing a little bit to music. The other thing you can do is, pull up to a truck stop or something and just take you a little 5-10 minute nap. Corinne talks about doing that sometimes. So just kind of open up your mind to different ways of doing it. This would be another great example to put in the Facebook page for ideas. Tracy, I don't really like the planner. It's very overwhelming with all the questions. So is it possible I can tweak the planner the way it will fit me and my goals? Absolutely. The planner isn't a must have. Can I just put it in a basic notebook? Absolutely, Tracy. There's no rules around using the planner. Y'all can literally get a napkin and put your plan on a napkin. I was actually coaching somebody yesterday and she said, well, I didn't have my planner with me, so I couldn't do my plan. And I said, whoa, 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 wait a minute. You can absolutely do your plan. You can jot it on the notes app on your phone, type it in really quick. You can, do a voice memo. You can jot it on a sticky note. You can jot it in a little notebook. You can just use a plain notebook. Absolutely. So do not think that you have to use the planner. It's just, it's another tool, right? It's another tool in your tool belt. And if you don't want to use it right now, then don't use it, right? It's totally up to you, not required at all. Okay, let me just look in the comments real quick and see if there's anything else. But no, the comments aren't available on the replay. So, okay, so that was the planner question. Yeah, it looks like maybe the chat just kind of goes away. Let's see. Yeah, I usually do the Q&A in the end. Okay, some they ask about the difference between the unintentional and intentional. Okay. Okay, and Letty figured out how to raise her hand. Oh, shoot. Okay. Yeah, here's the other thing. Y'all have got to make sure when you get on to Zoom, because I just realized that I think that the default setting is for your chat to only go to the panelists. So that means if you look at that, there's a blue, like a little blue oval thing right below your chat box. And it should say all panelists and attendees. If it only says all panelists, only I am seeing your chat. So you want to change it. So there's a little arrow and you can change it to all panelists and attendees. And that's how everyone sees your chat. Otherwise, if it's just all panelists, that's only me. And I just realized that mine was set to all panelists. And so I was typing in the kit store and all that. You know, I didn't type in anything else, but I was typing in the kit store and y'all didn't see it because I am the only panelist. So that's just a little hint. So when you just get on a Zoom call, just immediately take note. And usually we remind you, but I forgot to remind y'all. Because I was talking about all the other stuff. But, okay. So that should be the last thing. I'm about to get out of here. Okay, that's it. That's all for the Q&A. So this has been great today, y'all. I got some good 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 people coached. And, yeah, so I just love having all these newbies come on and get coached. And like I said, next week, creating your future self should be awesome week. And don't forget, on Wednesdays, there's the worksheet Wednesday post in the Facebook group. Search daily post and you'll find it. Search hashtag daily post and you'll find it in there. And we'll help you with your worksheets for OBS. But again, wherever you are, that's right where you're supposed to be. I promise. Just let me believe that until you believe it, right? Let me just believe in you until you can. All right, y'all. Okay, take care. And Corinne will be coaching tomorrow at noon, Central Time. Bye.